Hi everyone, and welcome to Sober Gratitudes. My name is Sarah, and I am the creator and host of this podcast. It's been quite some time since I have recorded on this platform. 2023 was a unexpected year for me. It continues to be somewhat unexpected health-wise. I still remain sober, which I am grateful for, and I have surely missed my outlet of giving back to the sober community by sharing stories of hope, of sobriety. I wanted to give you somewhat of an update on why I've not recorded since last May. It's nearly been a year now. I shared a bit about it last spring, right around the time where I got sick again, and I can't bring myself to listen to the episode. I still can find myself pretty vulnerable to this piece of my life, which has been around much longer than my active alcoholism ever was. So I don't remember what I shared, but I do suspect it was probably very vulnerable and raw. And just for anyone who does not want to go back and listen to all the details of what happened, I'll just give you a abridged version. I have had unilateral Meniere's disease for over 30 years, and last year, the beginning of 2023, I went bilateral. So anyone who does not know what Meniere's disease is, it is a vestibular disorder that impacts your hearing, and it causes vertigo attacks. And it also can show up with all sorts of tinnitus. And I don't mean just the E sound. There's all sorts of sounds that come from a person's ear who has been diagnosed with unilateral or bilateral Meniere's disease. But we all look very different. Our disease or disorders, as if you will, are as unique as our own fingerprint. But we can really identify with each other. And I've said that a lot here on this podcast, this sober podcast, that we all have different stories, but we can definitely identify with each other when it comes to the feelings and just so much we can relate to it. In the almost 12 years I've been sober, I always hear stories that I can identify with. There's never a story of sobriety that I can't connect with. And that is really special, and it is helpful, right? So with Meniere's disease and going bilateral, I needed to take a pivot towards that community. This chronic illness has no cure. There is no known cause. It does cause brain fog, so if I'm sounding a little bit wonky in my verbiage and articulation, it's because I do have a hard time grasping words. I did have that problem before going bilateral, but it's just kind of aggravated that symptom. So last year, in pivoting towards the Meniere's disease community, I found a community much like the sober community, a community that wants to help one another, wants to be a resource for one another. I've been on a couple of podcasts for my Meniere's disease. There's only two that I'm aware of, and the one that I've been on three times is called Meniere's Muse. The host is Heather Davies, and she, interestingly, she and I connected before she created Meniere's Muse, and I guess I had said something on an Instagram post when I had my Sober Gratitudes Instagram account up and running, which, by the way, is no longer up and running. I do have a new Instagram account, which I'll put in the show notes. But Heather and I met for a different reason, and we instantly became connected and became close and felt this kind of kindred spirit with each other. And then we both realized that we both have Meniere's disease. So she became and still is a very dear friend who lives far away from me, but I feel like she lives right next door. And last year, when I was really struggling with now both of my ears impacted significantly by Meniere's disease, she stood by me and she supported me and she held on to hope when I could not do that for myself. When I never once, and this is what I truly am so grateful for, is I never once thought about drinking. And that if you go back to a lot of my episodes and my bonus episodes, I talk about why my obsession to drink has been removed. It is something that I never think about. It is something that it does not consume my brain. Excuse me. It's not a part of my lifestyle anymore these past 12 years, and it has been a great benefit to me and my husband and my children and my loved ones around me that I have grown in this sober life of mine. And if I don't know what I would have done had I still been drinking and went bilateral with my Meniere's disease. I have to say that I going bilateral was quite difficult on my mental health, and had I not gotten sober all those years before going bilateral, I would not have had the resources at my fingertips to get the help I needed for my mental health. And I utilized EMDR therapy for the trauma of going bilateral, but also never fully addressing being diagnosed when I was 21 with unilateral Meniere's disease. So I had all these great resources at my fingertips, and I also just knew what I had to do. Right when we reach a mountain that's right in front of us that we can't climb on our own, then what do we all say when in sobriety, when we've hit this stone wall and we need to climb over it and we cannot, then we encourage others to reach out for help and to accept help. I did find myself in a place where I was so tremendously uncomfortable and so sick, and visiting doctor after doctor after doctor and crying every day, everything that I had learned about supporting other people and offering help and hope, that I had a handful of people who held me up. Heather Davies is one of those people I mentioned before. And I do have some people in my personal life. My husband, of course, and and my very best friend in the whole world. Her name's Karen. My mother and my father, and I did have some other people who were just so, and my neighbors, I had people who were just so tremendously helpful and always calling upon me to see how they can support me. And I will be fully transparent, is that I did not have any hope. I felt my life was very small, and had become very small, and there's a lot of things that I can't do anymore. And this is not a pity party podcast episode, just so you know. It's just the facts of the matter, that with any kind of chronic illness, if it worsens, or there's nothing you can do to control symptoms, it can be very disheartening. It can fill a person with despair. And the people that I had repaired relationships with in my sobriety and gained back their trust, and they never left my side, and they still have not left my side. Last night, for example, I had a very, very bad episode with my Meniere's disease. And because I know now how to be honest and just very matter of fact about how I'm feeling with my husband, I was able to say, I just need you to sit with me and hold my hand and tell me that this episode is going to pass. That's all I need from you. And he does it. And I learned that kind of behavior. Like, we learned that in our marriage because of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and because I was dedicated to surrendering to that which I could not control. And asking for help when I need it, and not feeling like that I'm being a burden. So I just wanted to share this quick episode with you to let you know that I am still very symptomatic. Today I am. I'm not hearing. My hearing is continuously degenerating. So I see an audiologist every few weeks. And I do have symptoms that come and go, and they're variable, depends on the barometer, depends on the season, depends on stress level, it depends on my what I'm eating, what I'm how much water I'm drinking, sodium intake. I put lots of really helpful vitamins and supplements into my body, which are geared towards people with Meniere's disease who have issues with their inner ears and things of that nature. So I live my life really still. I'm in a place just shy of 1 year going bilateral, still really learning how to live with this condition. And fortunately, I don't have to also be trying to not drink every day. I'm not battling alcohol every day while I am learning how to live this new life that my chronic illness kind of forced upon me. And I am hopeful as I kind of move in an upward trajectory in my attitude and my mental health, that the symptoms may improve. And there are options that I have. surgical procedures if I do end up losing all of my hearing. But I do spend a lot of my time, like I said, going to doctors, making sure I'm avoiding triggers for my symptoms. And that's a lot of things that involve sound. That's why I'm talking very softly right now, and because if I talk too loud, that will often trigger my symptoms. If I talk too long, it will trigger my symptoms. If I'm very tired, it'll trigger my symptoms. There's a lot that goes to this, and it's not necessarily something that I want to spend a lot of time talking about. I don't know how important that is, but what is most important is that anyone who's listening, especially for the very first time, if you're not one of my longtime listeners, it's like, where the heck did Sarah go? If you're a newbie, if you're somebody who's, you know, who's gotten this far, who's gotten 16 minutes into this episode, and you're saying, well, Sarah did not address really anything at all about how miserable I'm feeling because I'm trying to get sober, I invite you to go back to the beginning of this podcast, season one, episode one, and everything from then until now. You're going to hear a lot of stories of hope, of how people got sober and how people stay sober, and the benefits of living a sober life, and how really it's a lot easier living without the obsession of alcohol, without thinking about it all the time. So I'm going to leave you with this, that I want to say to you that you are important, that you are worthy of living here on this earth, that if you accept help and you keep your mind open to how life can be amazing when we put down the bottle. So I wish you well, and I hope to get back on this podcasting platform again, focusing on sobriety once I get my health in order. And until that comes, I will promise that I will pop on here as often as I am capable of. So check out the show notes for my new Instagram handle, and I hope you follow me there. And so that we can stay connected, I'm always willing and wanting to talk about how beautiful sobriety is. Even when really hard things happen to us, like what has happened with my chronic illness, anything. So I love you all. And if you're a longtime listener and you've come back, drop me a text or send me a Facebook Messenger message, or connect with me on my newest Instagram account. I'd love to reconnect with you. I miss so many of you, and thank you for this opportunity to allow me to share with you what has been going on and where I'm at today. And I pray that where you're at today is in a place of peace and calm, and trust that everything is going to be okay.